107.9 WMCBLP Greenfield. This is Brain Rot. It is 9 a.m. on Monday morning.
I wrote a song once, and when I sang it, every egg broke. Every egg within 100 miles. I wrote a song once, and when I sang it, every egg broke. Every egg within 100 miles popped like a soda can in the freezer. I wrote a song once, and when I sang it, every egg broke. Every egg within 100 miles cracked like a cartoon wine glass when the opera singer sings. Diner line cooks were at a loss. Restaurant owners cried. Bakers improvise with soy milk and bananas. Clerks and bag boys at every grocery store set about toweling the mess, pushing the white and yellow goo into bags and drains and puddles. The oaks rolled and ants ain't well. Scientists muse and were briefly sought out by confused local news affiliates to explain the occurrence. What had happened was quite simple, but what they couldn't explain is why it had never happened. Gone by, people all over the world were hesitant to buy eggs. Prices dropped, and it wasn't the mess that people were scared of. It was the fact of the invisible connection between every egg that freaked them all out. People were scared, and I can understand why. If my eggs were somehow space-time, and if at any moment there could be some sort of synchronized destructive resonating between them, then forget it, I'll go without eggs. So I wrote a song once, and when I sang it, every egg broke. Every China cabinet in an earthquake. I bark at you, I shake too, I hold on to grains of truth. Wet noodles, all will be fine, only be good and all will be well. I am princely and full. I am singed and infringed upon peacetime music. Glassy dream ballets left unfinished. The possibility still twitching like a motion sensor nightlight. Lovely, but awake, so many notes, so many holes left to be dusted. Oh, I wrote a song once, and when I sang it, every egg broke, every egg within 100 miles. I wrote a song once, and when I when I sang it, every egg broke, every egg within 100 miles.
Hello. And welcome to Brain Rot. Today we're doing an audio tour of bad public art. And Esther has the first thing. We're actually on the corner of Pleasant Street and Davis Street starting the tour. So you should pause this, go there, and then start it. And you can go.
So, as you roll up to the extremely convenient four-way stop on the corner of Davis and Pleasant, you may notice this, twisting phallic-like structure, and you might ask, is that a tree? Is it a light pole? Is it an electric pole? Is it a dead tree? Is it about to fall down and take away all of the electricity? And I think that's really what it has to tell you about yourself.
So is it good or bad art?
Oh, I think it's good.
I think it's good. It makes you think about yourself. It makes you think about, like...
Oh, we're going to start walking towards the skate park as we continue to discuss.
I think it's like a Rorschach test where, like, you look at it and whatever answer you come up with for what it is very reflective of your outlook on the world. Bella, how do you see that tree?
Or non-tree.
See, that's giving... I'm showing my cards how I feel.
Mo thinks it's a tree. Yeah, I love the pole tree. Yeah, I'm confused how that came to be. It makes me think about origin stories.
Snaps.
Oh, a car just passed us. The license plate says Sexy 27. Not on the tour, but if you do see that, you get a bonus.
Is it good art or bad art?
I would say that one's good. And if you see it while you're on this walking tour, show up to GCTV and you can get a kiss from DJ Irony Poisoned.
I will not kiss you.
Says who?
Okay. I think we're coming up with to our first real specimen I wanted to discuss when conjuring up this tour. And it's on the vert of the skate park. And it's painted like a local icon. It's supposed to look like Poet Seat Tower, but it's painted right on the vert, which
can
is...
Can you say what a vert is?
A wall. It's a wall with the ramp at the bottom. Do I like it? Yeah.
I definitely like that they did it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think that it should be there because it makes it more slippery to skate on. Mm. But also, that wall is totally useless.
I was going to say, is anyone getting that high on their board? Probably no.
I mean, there's definitely people doing it, but...
You can tell from the paint where the people are getting on the wall, and it's not very high.
Totally.
It depends on the guy.
Yeah, I'm seeing the highest I'm seeing is, like, top of the window bay.
Which I guess if you rode your skateboard that high up on Poet Seat Tower, it would feel pretty high.
Yeah, the only thing it's missing is Jason is gay. We should graffiti the paint Poet Seat.
It is an invitation for more public art.
That's what's going on.
That's what's good about public art. It just keeps on giving.
Yeah. So now we're walking towards Main Street on Davis Street.
We're passing by the all-user bathroom. Restroom, excuse me.
Do you feel like, okay, what about the soak up the rain for clean rivers?
I have never looked at this in my entire life, and we lived here for 4 years.
How is this parking lot working for cleaner water and the greener green field?
I think the answer is just that there is some grass.
Okay, we're gonna keep going, but we can discuss it. Do you think this is effective or not?
I do like that it is positive. Puts a positive spin on a parking lot. Describes how it has rain belts to collect the rain. As far as I can tell, those rain belts are, again, just patches of grass. But I guess grass is better than asphalt for rain.
I know. It made me realize that not every parking lot is ringed with trees. And it's cool that one is. I love those trees.
That's true. It's the damn truth.
Yeah, probably cools it off a little bit. So it's not such a blazing desert in the summer.
Love it. Okay. So now there's two stops on this next part. So we're walking down Davis towards Bain Street, and there's the Wilson's facade. But if you keep walking, there are some words that was not legal public art. I honestly think it's chalk. Like, what's, do you guys think of what's going on over here on the brick?
Oh yeah, I think that's chalk, which really adds to the ephemeric nature.
It's true. You know, this was a once beloved institution that has now fallen into disrepair. That's gonna happen to that bar of chalk.
I like
that. That's chalk. It's like a face and a ghost.
Yeah, it does appear to be like a Pac-Man face type situation with sharp, intimidating teeth. There is also a ghost shooting through it and a singular bone.
And then it says...
Well, I saw it as a comment on death, that the spirit is leaving the body.
Into the bone.
Yeah, becoming bone.
And then it says... Dahak. Back.
Yeah, death always has a knack for these things.
And then we got the Illuminati.
Hearts.
And hearts.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Yeah, I mean, do we even need to explain that?
Yeah, no explaining there. Okay, then, so now on your left, on the now Jaduke building, there is a real public mural that I always say is the best mural in Greenfield. So let's describe this guy in vivid detail. I think it's got four seasons going on.
Sure. Seems like it's mostly winter.
You know what? It's mostly winter around here, too, is how it feels.
What about this green part?
But see how there's still snow? So
it's
Bella's
snow.
Describing some green, and I am seeing some apples, but I'm also seeing snow.
I'm seeing this green not as river, but as mountain. Originally, I thought it was river, given that the snowboarders also look like surfers. But the presence of the toboggan leads me to think...
Well, the thing that I think is so wonderful about this mural is that it's a winter scene full of life and color and fun. And there is a little dude playing the accordion. There is a two-headed snowman.
The accordion! I've been trying to figure out for weeks what that instrument is.
There's a giant cat who lives in that house.
There's woodland animals.
Someone is doing a cold plunge in a fool hat.
There's a psychedelic sky with lots of colors and patterns.
The sky is truly incredible.
There's fish in the MF pond.
Yeah, there's fish in the MF.
So,
MF stands for Mo Schweiger.
Mo Fanny. So, would you guys agree with me? This is the greatest mural in Greenfield?
It's probably my favorite mural in Greenfield.
I don't know what counts as a mural in this town, given all the sidewalk murals. I will say my favorite, you know, if mural is writ large, a painting on a surface, my favorite one is the painting on the electrical box down the hill with the cats playing jazz music.
But don't you think this one's better?
No.
Okay. Fair point. We keep going. But yeah, that one's truly special. Yeah, so we're gonna keep walking, and then you're gonna cross the street, look both ways before you do that, and we're gonna make our way to Veterans Park. And you can see it from a distance. We're going to start with the big mural. Hi, how's it going?
Just a classic day in Greenfield. Greet your neighbors.
Of course. Okay, so it's got a lot of iconic places.
I kind of like this one. I'll say it. I kind of like this one.
I was going to say I don't like it.
No, I like it. I like the blocks of color.
I also don't like it.
Okay. Can I get an argument for why it's good?
Let me look at it a little bit longer.
So you got the Eunice Williams Bridge. You got Energy Park. So we know that it's sort of a recent mural. We got Poetry Tower, of course. And then we have an amphitheater that I cannot place. It would be hard for me to believe that that is in Greenfield. You should definitely call in if you know what this is referencing.
Okay, do I think this mural could use some work? Yes. Do I think some of the colors are drab and boring? Yes. But if I could direct your eye to the dancing ladies on the bottom, which make me think about most Wuthering Heights Day ever, a beloved looky here tradition, I'd also like to direct your eye toward the racially diverse group of trick-or-treaters with dogs. I like the clown, that it looks like a snowman. I like the maple collecting tree.
What about the Wi-Fi skateboard?
That I cannot vouch for. I like the texture on the solar panel. To be honest, I think it's beautiful and well-rendered.
I love the kind of cross-stitch-esque borders. I feel like they're trying to give scrapbook.
Or quilt. It looks like a quilt. This whole border, I think it's beautiful.
Which I do appreciate, and there are elements about it that I enjoy. But I do just think that having little photos of all of the landmarks is a cop-out compositionally.
You don't think it makes people feel a sense of place and pride in this mural that they love to go to the Eunice K. Williams Bridge? It is rendered beautifully in front of their eyes.
No, I think have everything. Just like, did you notice how the other mural kind of combined them all into one scene? Like, I think what's cool about a mural is that it's a gigantic singular image. And this is really many small images, which, like, obviously, a fine line, but you know what I mean. I'm like, I wish they just, you know, had the chutzpah to put it all together.
What if, hey, and picture this, what if the borders were gone? Would you like it better?
I would like it better, but I do think they're trying to do this.
I think the borders are the best part of this.
You mean the white border? I meant the white borders.
The white photo borders.
Yeah, I think the little things in the white photo borders.
No, not the thinner ones. That are around, like the
ones
that. But if all of these things were just part of the composition, it might scratch a different itch.
Yeah, I just think if they were going for scrapbook, I just think they should have committed to the bid a little bit more.
Says if they were going for scrapbook, they shouldn't have.
I would say that my favorite part, however, are some people holding signs that say freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear.
Yeah. Well, I like freedom from fear.
What about this piece of public art that I've never looked at in my life?
I know. This is what started me on wanting to do this. So now I would like to direct everybody to walk on the left side of, what is this?
We're
talking about this?
Yes.
Oh, there's so much art in this park. I feel like that never gets looked at. Okay, yeah. Explain this one in vivid detail.
What I'm looking at, I want to call it like an anvil on the ground. It's made out of iron, I would say, with some a variety of sharp objects are being plunged into it. For example, I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different types of sword. There are 3 mallets. I wonder if that's meant to represent one mallet going down quickly. This on the bottom, I can't tell you what that is. Can you?
So it's giving for me like a whale's tail breaching from the sea. However, I do not think that that was the artist's intention.
I'm wondering, is it broken angel wings? I'm seeing broken angel wings. I'm seeing a shield.
I'm seeing that one thing from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I think this whole piece would be better without it.
Yeah, something I like is that it looks like the swords are being pounded by the mallets.
Totally.
I'm wondering if this is like a turn your swords into plowshares type situation. Are these plows?
Oh, plows!
I don't know about that.
It's from the Torah.
There's
a beautiful song about it, but it's like, you know, yeah, take your swords and turn them into plows because we shouldn't be making war. We should be growing food.
Well, that's beautiful. I hope that is what it's trying to say. At the war memorial, that makes a lot of sense. No more war.
Wow, I think we hacked this one, you guys.
I think you hacked this one, Esther.
Do you think the mallets represent movement?
Yeah, I do. I like this sculpture.
I like the hands of the swords. I feel like they're really sick.
Yeah,
each sword is a little bit different.
How did they make this, do you think?
Metal.
Did they casted it?
No, I think they made seven swords and then hammered them into plashers.
We'll never know.
That would be seven protestations against war, so I'm in favor.
Yeah, if anyone has any information about this sculpture, call in. Okay, so now we're going to move over to the timeline. So, you want to take this one?
So good.
Yeah, the flowers smell really good, which I think does add to the art.
As you're walking between, mm-hmm. get a whiff.
It's kind of like a wave of metal. And it's going from 1916 to 1953, and I believe that there are names of the honored dead who gave their lives. It's looking like we got World War One. It's looking like we got World War Two. It's looking like we got Korea. It's looking like we got the Vietnam War. Personally, maps of the countries where we killed a lot of people doesn't make me feel like super excited about what we're up to, but I definitely am sad that people are dead. I do think that this whole like cutout situation is pretty fun. It's like, you know, to add contrast and like a highlight, instead of there being a different color on the metal, it's cut away. I think it is quite effective.
Do you want to be in the podcast?
Sure. I just want to say, I don't know what this is.
Can you describe it in detail?
It's got a huge monolith coming out of a skateboard jump.
It looks like a skate ramp.
I think it just wasn't finished, whatever it was. Or you would have to be in World War II to know what that is.
Maybe it's an inside joke.
Korea. I think it just didn't get finished.
Yeah.
I think it was a dam structure or something. In Korea, there was a huge dam where the Marines fought, and there was huge structures. It's scary to see in the movies. It's up on huge cliffs. But they built huge infrastructure projects in North Korea. That's one of them.
That's what that represents.
That is a really good hypothesis. Yeah, I like it. I think it's either that or escape ramp for sure.
There's these things. I don't know what it is. They're definitely not blimps. They're maybe like balloons of some kind. But I for the life of me, cannot figure out what they're. I think it was a car. I think he was planning on like a front of they're like headlights of a car.
Yeah,
I thought long and hard about it. I think he changed his mind.
Yeah, it's giving like football helmet maybe, but I it also does look like two eyeballs with the eyelids down.
It's just like in the Great Gatsby, God Is Always Watching.
It's just like in the Great Gatsby, God Is Always Watching.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the more I look at it, there are some objects I don't understand. Oh, that might maybe be a gas mask.
Yeah, that's definitely a gas mask.
Totally.
Like
with a
the filter in a box.
Whoa.
It was the primitive form, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they used...
I'm impressed you guys were able to recognize this stuff.
It's unimaginable.
Wait, did you guys see they have a Jewish star?
Yeah.
Is that on purpose?
No, I guess there really was.
Do you think it was Simon Wood?
Yeah, which one of these?
Yeah, pick the one out that was Jewish.
Mason Kemp?
Mason Kemp, perhaps. The people making this joke are of Jewish descent. I would like to make that
Isidore
clear.
Levy.
Oh, Isidore Levy. Our ancestor.
Yeah, thank you, Isidore.
Well, thank you for your service, Isidore. Yeah, thank you for your service, community member.
What's your name?
Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse.
Okay, where next?
I like to do this light box.
Interesting.
So we're walking over behind City Hall to a light box with several different murals. The first mural that you see is
covered bridge.
I think of it as like the fairgrounds, the big round barn, the round barn.
Doesn't look very round, but I hear you.
It looks like they utilize the vents already in the light box to be two fans of a windmill.
But which where are the other two fans?
It's a windmill.
Oh, wait, where's the above one?
It's like one, two, three, four. Oh, they
didn't fill that. They didn't fill one of them in.
They didn't fill one in.
If they filled that in, it would have been, it would be, yeah, but then you would be cutting off the top of the tower.
They didn't quite finish the grid, because it does look like they lined it out. They gridded it out. Maybe that's in process.
Well, I feel like also I can see a world in which they just didn't want to cover up the point of the building that they had made, because it does look so beautiful and neat. What a what a beautiful right angle.
There's something written on the house.
I think that was added later.
Even my hat has... What an evocative sentence fragment.
Even your hat has what?
Has what?
I think given the structural obstacles in this muralist way, I think they really rendered a beautiful country scene.
This is my least favorite mural in all of Greenfield.
I know, I understand deeply that it's not, but it looks AI generated. Like, it, maybe it's the spray paint. It's
you're,
so sleek.
You're broken in the head.
I actually like the clouds.
Art can be boring without being AI generated.
I guess that's true, but...
I know, our standards got so low since we got AI generated art.
The angularity and the sleekness in comparison to the rough edges of our first mural that we witnessed today
is
giving a different situation.
It is definitely a confident hand made this mural in a way that you cannot say for some of the other murals that we had.
And that, why would I be interested in seeing a confident hand render something poorly?
That's fair.
But then you go to the other side and it's the river.
It's the river.
Maybe a little tropical in that river.
Well, and it's like it comes down and there's a little waterfall and then a big waterfall.
I do like that.
Like they really utilize the shape of the box.
I do like that.
Which I think, you know, could have been a hindrance, but they really, I would say it's the best part of their mural.
I would say if there was an open call to do a mural on this electric box, I would really, really struggle.
Yeah.
I would definitely apply, and I would definitely not get it.
But I like how they did the bark on the birch trees down here. Maybe because it's the messiest part.
That's why I like it. It is the most charming part. No, I'm charmed by the utilization of the form with the waterfall. I'm charmed.
Form follows function. Okay, then this one is just like. Poor guy. Can you imagine getting commissioned to make a mural and it's covered up
by trash cans?
But not only trash cans. Okay, wait. What we're looking at is the backside of this light box. But there are about 4 foot tall trash cans covering the lower third of the whole thing. Which is painted in addition to two signs that have been nailed on top of this person's painting.
Oh, Esther's moving it so we can see the mural.
Look at these. Freaking little chickens.
Yeah, I've done this before. So the issue with these chickens is they do not follow the same rules.
It's a very different illustrative style.
They have Tweety Bird eyes.
Yeah. No, but I would say the left chicken and the right chicken are from different universes.
Yeah, the left chicken is
a boy.
And the left chicken's a girl.
I think
the middle chicken's a baby.
Well, you can tell that it's a girl because it has eyelashes.
And it's wearing pink.
And it doesn't have a rooster thing. To me, it's mama, papa, baby, pretty clearly. In a barn, in the hayloft.
Do roosters look that different than chickens?
Low-key.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm convinced.
I like the latter.
I feel like they got to have fun with this part. Because they knew it would be covered by trash cans.
They got to do gender essentialism in the chickens.
Yeah.
Because they knew it would be covered by trash cans. Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't they put the chickens above these fence?
Because they had to do hay.
Because it's the hayloft, and then it's the door to the barn. So we're inside the barn looking out, and the chickens are standing on the threshold looking back in at us. So really...
Oh, that's very charming.
It's kind of like we're the animal.
Moo.
Moo Schweiger on the pod.
Can you tell me what this blue cup is?
Thank you for asking, Mo. No, I cannot. It appears to be a large blue cup.
Resting on what? I'm not sure.
It really seems like if it was a bucket, it would have a different shape going
on. Right? It doesn't look like a bucket. It looks like a cup.
All I have to say is if there was an open call for your murals,
Amy Kaylane would definitely put me on the mural that would be covered up by trash cans immediately.
And you would love it. You would love being covered by trash cans.
Did you know that this mural goes on onto the other side?
Wow.
Oh, I lied. It's no, bees. It's bees.
Oh, but these bees are kind of gender essentialist.
Yeah, these bees.
That bee is horny.
Yeah. Yeah, just see, these bees are getting sensual to me.
These bees are like, oh my god, we need to...
The upper bees.
That bees, to get all the honey that they need, I learned this on Radiolab this week, they need to hit 2 million flowers a day. Yes, these bees are like, how are we going to hit 2 million flowers a day? Because these two are too busy flirting.
Wait, a singular bee needs to hit 2 million?
They did not make it clear if it was one bee or if the hive is a total need to hit 2 million a day. So I'll take that one up with Latif Nasser. But I would say either is a large number.
I guess I like this because clearly someone did it with their friend.
You don't think the same person did this whole light box?
No, I think it was four people.
No way.
But this one was two different people.
These are the same Tweety eyes as those.
I deeply believe that this whole light box was painted by one individual.
By one person?
I mean, maybe their friends helped, but I think the whole thing was drawn by one person, yes.
Really? Yeah.
Strongly.
Yeah. There's such different stuff.
But it's the same
stuff. In what way is it different?
Well, I would say that waterfall one has nothing to do with this cartoon bee guy.
Yeah.
They're all signed.
Oh, thank God.
This one says Marciella.
Obando
down there, M22.
Who's that?
Losh?
But that
maybe
looks
those are
like
just
a tag.
Oh, okay. You know, come to think of it, Marciello looks like a tag too, but.
I think Marciello.
What's the difference?
I think Marciello made this whole mural.
I kind of
and
do.
And can we do a quick round of applause? Looked hard.
Looked hard. Looked hard for him too.
Okay. Thank you, Marciella. I think we're going to end the tour today.
Sorry, keep going.
So you should just like, you should go to Ice Cream Alley, hang out.
Wait, you should go see the anime girl.
That's going to be in another tour.
Oh, excuse me.
Sneak peek for next week. See where you can find a review of the anime girl. She might do your taxes.
If you give her your social.
So thank you for listening to 107.9 WMCB. Last on the dial, first in your hearts. This has been Brain Not Raw with DJ Irony Poison and her two roommates.
I was living in a devil town. Didn't know it was a devil town. Oh, Lord, it really brings me down about the devil town. And all my friends were vampires. Didn't know they were vampires. Turns out I was a vampire myself in the devil town. I was living in a devil town. Didn't know it was a devil town. Oh Lord, it really brings me down about the devil town.